Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Jonathan Tobin, Managing Director of Arix Bioscience, that's ARIX, and also a Director of Velos Bio, which is very relevant today and for the news yesterday. Jonathan, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, listen, Velos Bio has been acquired by Merck for $2.75 billion. And we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, like I said, that's not just one holding you have, one investment, you've got a portfolio. So for people not familiar with Arix Bioscience, I know a lot more people are more familiar since yesterday's news, but just give them a brief summary as to what Arix Bioscience is all about, if you could, Jonathan.
We're a global venture capital firm that focuses on breakthrough biotechnology companies, mostly private. Since we started investing 4 years ago, five of our companies have gone public, and now Velos has just been acquired. That was our first major M&A exit. We have a portfolio of 11 more companies, all in first-in-class treatments for life-threatening diseases. And we have a very experienced team spread across Boston, London, and Munich.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvelous stuff. So like I said, you announced yesterday, that one of your portfolio companies, like you said, Velos Bio there, it's been acquired by Merck for $2.75 billion. Could you start telling us a bit about Velos Bio and what they do, Jonathan, please?
Sure. Well, Velos Bio is a company that is based in San Diego, and they have been developing an antibody drug conjugate, which is a pretty new type of drug, and it's a way of targeting a toxic molecule that kills cancer cells specifically to the tumor without affecting healthy tissue. So much safer than chemotherapy and much more effective. And what Velos showed very quickly, we only first invested in the company in 2018 when they were still preclinical, is that they're able to shrink the tumors, in many cases complete remission, in up to 80% of patients that have intractable forms of lymphoma. And now they've started a phase two trial also in solid tumors. And the opportunity here is extremely broad for multiple different types of cancer. And that breadth of opportunity with the kind of depth of remissions in patients that are, you know, on their last legs is what attracted Merck, who are the world's predominant leader in oncology drug development, to acquire the company for this huge amount. It's actually the largest private M&A deal of a biotech company of 2020.
Wow. So, like I said, you're on the board of Velos Bio. And so how do you guys sort of get involved at the board level there? And of course, you know, you can see this massive potential opportunity, market opportunity here. But what first, you know, because there's plenty of, you know, drugs being developed on the market. So what attracted you initially to this investment?
Yeah, there are lots of drugs in development, you're right, but hardly any of them have the kind of potential that this one has. The thing that attracted us initially was three things, really. One was the team. I mean, first and foremost, the team behind Velos developed a drug in a similar type of indication, and the company that developed that drug was acquired by AstraZeneca 5 years ago for $7 billion, and that drug's now approved. And is making a difference to thousands of patients, and we wanted to back this team again, and we've done that with serial entrepreneurs in other companies like Harpoon and Artios and Quench in our portfolio. It's a familiar theme for us, and one that really pays dividends. The second thing was the ADC space. You know, timing is an absolutely key part of our skill as investors. Spotting what may not be very hot today, but what we predict will become hot in 2 to 3 years. And when we went into Velos in 2018, this type of drug, ADCs, had suffered many setbacks with clinical failures and toxicities in patients. But we had a hypothesis that the industry was at a stage where it was about to learn from all of that experience and turn a corner. And that happened in 2019. When four new ADC drugs were approved, there were multiple multi-billion-dollar acquisitions. Just last month, Gilead paid $21 billion for an ADC company. And now Velos is really proving that our investment thesis about ADCs was spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk about the transaction itself. When it closes, what return do you expect to make from this transaction?
So we will return approximately $185 million or about £145 million in cash to our balance sheet, which is approximately 12 times our cost, which was £12 million, within a time frame of 2 years.
Yeah, wow. And that's half the size of your market cap at the moment, which is amazing. And so what impact does this have on the net asset value of Arix?
Yeah, it increases our net asset value by approximately £120 million, which compared to our current net asset value is basically adding 89 pence per share approximately onto our NAV.
Yeah, wow. Now, you can't expect to do this with every deal. Hopefully, you know, you've got a portfolio of investments there. But like I say, you've got lots of others there, lots of other potential and in the investment. Are there any there you can stand out to you at the moment? Do you think, wow, that could also be, you know, another blockbuster?
Yes. You know, we've had five companies go public, and I think those are more visible in our portfolio. Companies like Harpoon, Autolus and Imara, all of which have clinical data in the next 12 months, which could lead to, you know, Velos-like valuations. But the interesting thing about Velos was it was in our private company portfolio and was largely under the radar. And we have many other companies like that in our portfolio, such as Artios Pharma, which is another oncology company, also with a team of serial entrepreneurs going after a completely novel premise in oncology. We have a company like Aura Bioscience, which is a late stage company for eye cancer. We have Atox Bio, which is hopefully going to get FDA approval for its drug early next year. And so all of these private companies, which, you know, are right now really valued quite conservatively on our balance sheet, could all become the next M&A opportunities within the next 12 to 24 months.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, if anyone needs three reasons, Jonathan, if they're not following the company right now, please give them, if it needs to be a summary, but three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Arix Bioscience to their watch list, please.
Well, I think this landmark acquisition really validates Arix's investment team's ability to pick winners and to back the best entrepreneurs with the best possible drugs at the best time in the cycle. I think, importantly, Velos is just the start for us. And whilst it's a phenomenal outcome, we expect plenty more of these kind of results within our portfolio, both our current portfolio and the companies that we will invest in the future. And then the third thing is that, you know, whilst you can get phenomenal returns from these kinds of deals, as Velos proves, the most important thing is that these products are going to make enormous difference to patients. And, you know, companies like Velos and Autolus and Harpoon, their drugs are actually curing people with terminal cancer and other dreadful diseases. So there's an opportunity to actually make a huge societal impact as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Jonathan, congratulations on that, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.